This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Those magnificent men in their flying machine, they go up to the above, they go down to the above.
Some listeners will remember the 1965 British comedy Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines, a film that depicted the start of aviation when the public was totally fascinated by airplanes. They were then called flying machines and enamored with the men who flew them. Although most of the public take flying in a commercial aircraft for granted, as we gaze down upon the earth from 30,000 feet up, we are still fascinated by the planes we see flying the skies over Half Moon Bay and intrigued by the people who fly them. If you have lived on the coastside for long, you have probably seen what looks like a red-colored Russian World War II fighter plane in the sky above. If you have wondered about the plane and its pilot, wonder no more. His name is Eddie Andrini. He grew up on the coastside, started a business, and from the get-go had a love affair with those flying machines. But we get ahead of ourselves. Mr. Andrini relates the story in his own words.
I grew up right here in Half Moon Bay. Went to school here and everything, all in Half Moon Bay. And then we went in business. I worked for a construction company in the late 50s. And then for a few years. And then we finally started our own business. And we started about 1959. It was just a lot of hard work. We were very persistent about, you know, doing a good job. When you grow up in a town like Half Moon Bay, like we did, you have to do things, you have to do them all right and think about the people because it's your town.
Well, the business is what keeps bread on the table, as
Absolutely.
They say. Tell me about when airplanes became a passion for you. How did you ever get involved with flying airplanes?
Well, I think that's quite a unique question because actually, when I was in high school, I wanted to fly. And my folks were from the old country, so they didn't think too much of it. They just thought about hard work and trying to make just something out of hard work. Great thing about my father that when we worked, he made us work on the weekends and night after school where other kids were playing. Sometimes it was kind of hard. But one thing he did do, he did pay us. You know, we worked and he paid us. Gave us money for what we were doing. And I think that was just a great education. When I was a junior in high school, before I had a driver's license, I bought a 1949 Ford from Grinnell & Cook. I had money to buy it. I walk in with my dad because he knew Grinnell & Cook. So I said, Dad, he's got a 49 Ford. Let's go. He goes, oh, it's nice, Eddie. He says, you know, it's easy to buy, but it's hard to keep. You know, he said. So to make a long story short, I proceeded with the car. And before I had a driver's license, I painted it, you know, had it painted right there at the shop with that lacquer, like 14 coats of lacquer. It was gorgeous. And then didn't have a driver's license yet. I was too young. But I took the car home in my folks' garage, and I poured it and relieved it. And I don't know if you know what I mean, but there was a process he used to do to get more horsepower to cars. And I changed the heads on it and the manifold on it. And I had a really nice car when I got my driver's license. And I was a very good tractor driver. There was some people here. There was this Erica nursery up here, and the name was Zappatini, and he had bought a brand new TD9. He was good friends with my father, and he knew that I drove the tractor and the ranch and everything. So he bought this TD9 bulldozer, brand new, from Grinnell & Cook across the street. bought a ranch up here in town up Frenchman's Creek and wanted to make some roads, which today you could never do. Proceeded in buying this tractor, and he received it, and I remember coming down here with Granolis and looking at this thing. What a neat tractor. And at that time, it was, you know, like a D4, probably. It was a TD9 International, and I thought it was the biggest and best tractor I'd ever seen. On the summer vacation, I would work every day for him. And on weekends, when during school, he would come and pick me up on Saturday morning, and I'd have my lunch, and I'd go to work, drive this big bulldozer all day long, and I made roads for him that are still there today. And I was good at it. I was like 14, 15 years old. Today, you wouldn't even think about sending a kid out there to drive a tractor on a hill making roads. But, you know, that's the way it was. And so I made money. And then, believe it or not, in high school, I bought myself an airplane, too. I bought an L-2 Tatercraft, which was looks like a Piper Cub.
How old were you when you bought the airplane?
Oh, I was maybe 17.
Do you remember in your mind what you were thinking when all of a sudden you thought, I'll buy an airplane?
Well, I thought about it a lot, you know. And then, so this one, I didn't ask my dad because he didn't like airplanes, you know. So I proceeded in buying the airplane. And actually, there was another younger guy that I had bought it with. So then I got to the point, because I had really taken a couple lessons out of at the flight school. Very interesting about that, you know, you had to have a parent's consent under 18 and a half. I got my student's permit that needed to be signed. And so I went to my dad. I said, could you sign this form for me? He said, yeah, what's it for? He says, is it for school? And I said, yeah. So I kind of let it that. So he kind of didn't read it. He kind of looked at it and signed it. And he found out later, and he was mad, you know. But my dad was really a nice person. Then I bought that airplane, and a few months later, you know.
Now, do you remember the very first time that you ever got in the cockpit of that plane and actually took off? And how did you feel? What went through your mind?
Absolutely. I had soloed already. I had soloed at that point. I still remember, absolutely. Sitting right here now, it was frightening. That's what it was, you know? I still remember, like, very vividly I remember that. It's quite a satisfaction.
Well, most people know you, or at least see you, even if they don't know it's you, in the skies over Half Moon Bay in that red Russian 1944 Yak plane. When did that come into your life?
Well, that came on a lot later. I've had maybe 10 airplanes or more with partnerships with them, but I've had many airplanes, you know, because I, like I said, way back in school, I had that airplane only maybe for about a year or so, then sold it, and then bought another one, and I ran some airplanes. And in the meantime, I got more experience. Things evolved from one another, but my fourth or fifth airplane that I bought was an ex-military trainer. It was called a BT-13, World War II trainer. After I started flying in about 1962, I did my first air show. The first one I got asked to go to was up in Pope Valley. And I was so excited about that, you know. And from there, you know, I just started doing shows. Then through the 70s, I started doing a lot of shows. Mid-90s, I had a friend of mine that was importing these Yak aerobatic airplanes. So then we start talking about the fact is that these Yaks are really nice airplanes. And this one particular late model one was called a Yak 9. They started with Yak 1 series. And in fact, the Russian women were really known. They were even aces. You don't hear much about it. It's really interesting. That's another completely interesting thing. But anyhow, so we start talking about, and he was importing these other aerobatic ones like I had. So he's over there and he finds out that, they're still capable of building the World War II fighters. They had all the jigs and the forms and stuff to make a fighter. They don't throw stuff away. Everything was there. So to where he went over and made a deal, called me one night at 1 o'clock in the morning and says, Eddie, we're set up to do it. He says, do you want the first fighter? And I says, absolutely.
Now, of all the planes that you've owned and flown, do you have a special love for the Yak 9? How does that rate with the other planes?
It's a tough question, because if you like airplanes and you understand them, and they're all different, they all have a personality and they're all different. So, and I get that asked a lot, is which one do you like? My favorite probably has been the Sturman. the biplane because it was a World War II-based primary trainer, very durable, very strong. I am the only guy in the United States right now in a plane that size that does an inverted ribbon cut. So, but they're very good airplanes. Which one do I like? I like them all.
There was a recent article in the Half Moon Bay Review talking about another plane that you've added to your stable. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's a P-51, and I wasn't really intended to get one and restore it, but it just happened that way. We restored it back to the original configuration of the airplane, and it's a very historical type airplane. I've been flying it now for the last month or so.
Are they fast planes? They're
very fast. They're like the Yak, probably even faster if you start pouring a lot of power. Plane has a history that it went in 1945, was built, was one of the last ones, and it went to England, it went to Europe. The war was coming to an end, so this airplane, it never got assigned to a squadron. A few months later, it was back in the States with Air Guard unit in the back east.
Do you have children?
Yeah, I have two boys.
Have they expressed or shown an interest in aviation at all?
Yeah, my one boy, he flies, and he has one of the Yaks, and he flies everything, and but he doesn't do what I do, you know, because this is a very personal thing. But he does fly. He flies everything. He's very good, and the other boy likes motorcycles.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and visiting with us and getting to know you a little bit more, and we'll keep our eyes up in the sky looking for that Yak 9.
Yeah, absolutely, and the new 51, which is a very iconic airplane, and I recommend if anybody wants to come out and look at it, we would love to have them come out at the hangar. So this all they have to do is give me a call, and there's nothing more that I would enjoy is taking people out and show.
Speaking of calls, do you want to give a number they can reach you at?
They can call me on my cell, 650-280-3845. Okay, and we always, you know, try to get even kids, you know, third grade or so, and we get them out, a group of them out there to show them the airplane, and they enjoy it very much. And it's something that surprisingly, and probably the most enjoyment I get is people from young to the old. The older ones have probably been in the military or something, and they can relate to it. Or people that just know aviation, but just have never had the opportunity. Or little kids, you know. I don't know how many I've taken young people up for a ride, and next thing you know, a few years later, here comes this guy flying an F-18, walked around. Hey, Eddie, remember when you gave me a ride? You know, so I think that's a satisfaction. My satisfaction to this is that my contribution is to be able to do something like this, that I've done something and inspired somebody.
The story of Eddie Andrini and his love affair with flying machines. Eddie Andrini, truly one of those magnificent men in their flying machines.
Radio Magazine is an hour of locally produced shows, and one popular show is coming right up. It's the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. Every week we travel back in time to see what was happening on the coastside and the nation. This week's destination, 1988. The KHMB Time Machine, exclusively on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hello, I'm Susan Ackerman, and I live down on the South Coast, and I come to Granola's, have coffee with my friends, have their incredibly delicious quiche, and have their gluten-free pastries.
Every morning I know when I hear the rooster crow, that it's time, that it's time, that it's Java drinking time. Up and out of those beds, you sleepy little heads, waking up, breaking up for some Java in the cup. So I'm out of that bed with a cock-a-doodle-doo, with a cup in my hand and a foot in my shoe. It's a wonderful thing what the Java can do. It can do, it can do, it can do. Gotta drink it real straight if you wanna percolate. Drink it right, never light, gotta have a little bite. But the Java's no fun if you gotta drink and run, cause you're late for the date. Seems you always make him wait. Do, 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 do. Java drinking time is here.
Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
The Coastside Repertory Theater proudly presents Death Trap.
Death Trap, a thriller in two acts. One set, five characters. A juicy murder in Act 1. Unexpected developments in Act 2. Sound construction, good dialogue. Laughs in the right places, highly commercial.
Why, that's wonderful, darling. I'm so happy for you, for both of us.
Happy? Why on earth happy?
But it's yours, isn't it? The idea you had in August?
The idea I had in August has gone the way of the idea I had in June. And the idea I had in whenever it was before then.
Sydney, would you actually kill someone to have another successful play?
Darling, don't be foolish. Of course I would.
Reserve your tickets today at CoastalRep.com. And buy before October 9th and save 15% off your tickets. Use code TRAP1. Don't miss Death Trap, if you dare, October 1st through the 17th at Coastal Rep Theater, 1167 Main Street in Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine. With host Cameron Palmer.
1988.
The time machine makes a smooth landing 33 years ago in 1988. What were things like on the coast side back in Half Moon Bay during those times? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, county moves to eliminate jets from the Half Moon Bay Airport. County supervisors last week upheld a 12,500-pound weight restriction for planes landing at the Half Moon Bay Airport. More than a dozen Coastside citizens, including representatives from the Princeton Citizens Advisory Committee and hometown who live near the flight path of incoming aircraft, packed the county chambers to protest what they feared would be a looming air disaster. So there'll be no more jets flying into Half Moon Bay, just small planes. City looks at downtown's future. Once again, Half Moon Bay City Council is looking to ask a task force to tell them what it needs to make downtown more vibrant. Despite previous studies and committees that went by the wayside, the council tentatively agreed to appoint a task force made up of Main Street businesses, residents, city representatives at a retreat last Tuesday, September 20th. The council cannot take any actions at the retreat, so it has scheduled the matter for its October 4th meeting. I recall that because I sat on that committee, folks. City studies see golf in Coastside's future. Half Moon Bay is a golf mecca just waiting to be built, according to a study of the potential market for additional golf courses in Half Moon Bay. This will be presented to the council this week. The study claims there is more than enough demand to turn the city into another Carmel. And you can store a boat, RV, or your car at Cameron's RV Storage in Half Moon Bay, and it'll only cost you $45 a month. Oh, my goodness, I remember that. That was one of my first businesses and a lot of fun. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I'd like to make a personal salute to faithful trivia expert who has weathered through COVID and stayed faithful in coming. During the brief time we were closed, he logged in from a distance to our great trivia team, so never lost a beat. The incredible thing is that he drives 60 miles to get here. Now that's commitment to his favorite place to be part of our highly successful trivia team. He sets a high standard and leads us to many victories. Aside from his trek for Tuesday's trivia, which officially goes on from 5:30 to 6:30, but has pregame starting at 4, which he arrives to enjoy to make his trip count. We had now added Thursdays to his list, since we have avid cribbage players that join us at 5, and we have cribbage boards and cards ready for you, so come on down and join the fun. You're all welcome. Please stop by soon and visit us at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and also RV Camping. Stay calm and play on. The Time Machine is now at 1988. This year, the Hubble Space Telescope goes into operation to explore deep space and map our universe. And Libyan terrorist bomb explodes on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland, killing all 259 on board and 11 on the ground. After 8 years and 1.5 million dead, the Iran-Iraq war ends and Iraq carries out poisonous gas attacks on the Kurds. A new drug called crack appears on the U.S. streets. Crack is a derivative of cocaine. Meanwhile, Prozac is sold for the first time as an antidepressant. Over one-third of Yellowstone National Park is destroyed when a series of more than 250 small different fires combined with the 1988 drought destroys 793,000 acres of the park. And the U.S. space shuttle program resumes 2.5 years after the Challenger disaster. Cost of living stats show that the average cost of a new house is $91,600 on an average income of $24,450, a postage stamp, 24 cents, a dozen eggs, 65 cents, and a gallon of gas is 91 cents. The first transatlantic fiber optic cable is laid, able to carry 40,000 telephone calls simultaneously. Popular movies include Rain Man, Die Hard, and A Fish Called Wanda. In popular music, born in Hollywood, she was the lead singer of the Go-Go's before going It Alone. 13 weeks on the charts and now number one. Here's Belinda Carlisle with I Get Weak. in Havana, Cuba. This artist has found great success in America. Solid gold and number one this week. Here's Gloria Estefan and Anything for You. Until next time and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMV Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of the KHMV Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
Hi, this is Bob from BK Motors, and I'm here to let you know how happy I was working with Rose Sullivan on my last loan. Rose and I worked on a loan, and at times I felt like I was her only client. She is a skilled communicator, always in touch with you, and always keeping you updated. I never felt forgotten or put on the back burner as I had with other loan brokers over the years. Rose is also a go-getter. When it comes to getting things done, she finds a way to make things happen when issues come up, and she keeps the loan moving forward for you, discussing with you which is the best fit loan for you and not just trying to push you into any loan to get the deal. There will be other loans that I will be doing in my future, and I most definitely will only be calling Rose Sullivan, and you should do the same.
This is Rose Sullivan of General Mortgage Capital Corporation. I'm a mortgage broker and a direct lender in the home and commercial financing industries. Text or call me anytime at 415- 577-4449. That's 415 877-577-4449. I look forward to your call.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share a sweet story about Pinky the Cat. An Unplanned Welcome Joy by Eileen Mitchell. Lucille Bellucci is flat on the floor peering under the sofa with Pinky at her side. The cat is mimicking Bellucci and also peering into the darkness, although she has no idea what they're doing. This makes Bellucci laugh. She's searching for Pinky's orange catnip fish, which is missing again. She's considered purchasing a dozen to keep in reserve, but the Oakland resident is as stubborn in continuing her daily pursuit of the fish as Pinky is in losing it. Besides, searching for the fish provides comic moments such as this. A long, thin dowel is my instrument of retrieval. With it, I sweep under all the furniture in the house, fishing for the fish. Pinky has other toys, but has a passion for this one especially. For a cat that may have been feral before she moved in with me, she has adapted superbly to life indoors. I'd never seen her, a long-haired tortoiseshell with green eyes, in the neighborhood before she came up to the steps of my patio, leaned her paws against the door, and peered through the glass. I moved to open the door, and before I could invite her in, she backed off and ran away. But she returned again and again, each time following on my heels. Whenever I turned around, she fled. One day she held her ground and uttered several meows in a tiny voice. I interpreted them to mean, "I like you. Can I stay? I'm a good cat. I won't give you any trouble." I named her Pinky for her one pink toe. She did stay. Soon I was at the pet store scanning shelves for flavors of dry and canned cat food. Where did she come from? Should I leave her a dish of food and water outside the door? But what about raccoons eating her food? Other cats? No matter, I'd figure something out. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word from Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts carries CBD products for dogs and cats. We are selling a lot of these products, and our customers are giving us positive feedback. CBD products are available in grain-free beef treats from Dr. Becker's Bites, organic, grain, and GMO-free chicken treats from Holistic Hound, oils, and transdermal cream. The cream is great for cats. All ingredients are sourced and made in the USA. We invite you to visit us and let a member of our staff explain the benefits of CBD products, which include relieving inflammation, pain, and anxiety, just to name a few. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look around. You can give us a call at 726-3700 or visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com. Now back to the show. In the beginning of our friendship, there was a problem with our nights together. I had to get up several times to see if she was waiting at the door to be let in, but I solved this with a doggy door. When she did come in, at whatever time, she would jump up on the bed and sleep by my side. Sweet comfort for my spirit, this little furry body purring next to me. After my husband Renato died, I endured the same painful emptiness everyone does after such a loss. I did not want another human being next to me, but Pinky provided a special kind of warmth. One night, I woke up to a stealthy movement along my legs. Pinky was inching up my thighs, and when she reached my hip, she inched back down, like a cat on a tightrope. She did this several times. Was it a private game? Was she tracking a bug? I laughed and went back to sleep. The next day I found myself periodically remembering her antics and smiling at odd moments. How grateful I am for the unexpected joy that this cat, unplanned but so welcome, has brought to my life. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com.
Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weaver, owner and chief pooper scooper of Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp Canine Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Claws, Paws, and Hooves is offering the following services for fall and winter of 2021. Camp Canine Doggy Daycare, Monday through Friday, please connect with us for a meet and greet. Underfoot boarding, a very popular service here on the Coastside, and of course, tons of TLC. We would love to tell you more about our very special place we have created for you and your four-legged family member here on the Coastside. We are safe, secure, and supervised. Check us out on our website, Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also call the office at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves, making tails wag from Montara through Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, this is Dr. Barry Canty, DC, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Can a quick 2-minute test actually determine how long you may live? Well, according to a doctor from Brazil, the answer is yes. A simple screening test of musculoskeletal fitness has proven to be remarkably predictive of all-cause mortality in a study of more than 2,000 middle-aged and older men and women. The study performed by Dr. Rujo and colleagues in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, was reported in the European Journal of Cardiovascular Prevention in 2012. The test was a simple assessment of the subject's ability to sit and then get up without help from the floor. The test was performed on over 2,000 adults of both sexes, and with ages ranging from 51 to 80 years. The subjects were followed up from the date of the baseline test until the date of death, or the 31st of October, 2011. The median follow-up was 6.3 years. Before starting the test, they were told, without worrying about how fast you're going, try to sit and then get up from the floor, using the least amount of support that you need. He knew that many of his patients, particularly older people, had trouble with ordinary motions such as simply bending down to pick up something off the floor, a common problem in older people that indicates a loss of flexibility. And he knew that as people age, reduced muscle power and loss of balance can greatly increase the risk of dangerous falls. Here's the way the test works. From a standing position, the patient tries to sit on the floor without using their hands or losing their balance. 1 point is deducted for each hand or knee that is used, and a half a point is deducted for any balance loss. A maximum of 5 points is possible for smooth, controlled sitting. Next, the patient tries to stand up, again without using hands, knees, or losing balance, with another maximum of 5 points. A perfect score is 10. Back with more after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd of Shepherd Family Dentistry. I am happy to announce that we are now seeing patients and serving the community. We have updated our office for new infection control protocols for patient care as guided by the California Department of Public Health. Shepherd Family Dentistry is now taking appointments for routine dental cleanings as well as other procedures. We look forward to seeing our regular patient family as well as meeting new clients. Shepherd Family Dentistry is located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 650-726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., and today we're talking about the sit-rise test. Here is what Dr. Rougeau found. Over the study period, 159 subjects died, a mortality rate of about 8%. The majority of these deaths occurred in people with the lowest test scores. Only two of the deaths were in patients who scored a 10. Those who scored between 7 and 4 were twice as likely to die during the time period, and those who scored 3 to 0 were 5 to 6 times more likely to die. These findings stayed consistent when results were controlled for age, gender, and body mass index, suggesting that the sitting rising test score is a significant predictor of all-cause mortality. Dr. Ruggio said that the high score in the sitting rising test might, quote, reflect the capacity to successfully perform a wide range of activities of daily living, such as bending over to pick up a newspaper or a pair of glasses from under a table. While he found a strong association between the ability to rise from the floor and mortality risk, it did not prove a cause and effect relationship. This is good news for those of you with a debilitating joint, back, or leg limitation that would make such sitting standing painful if not impossible. However, it is well known that aerobic fitness is strongly related to good health, but the study also shows that maintaining high levels of body flexibility, muscle strength, power to body weight ratio, and coordination are not only good for performing daily activities, but have a favorable influence on life expectancy. The good news is this. You have direct control over this. Your score can improve by increasing your strength, flexibility. All you need to do is get up, get out, and start doing something. I am a lifelong Golden State Warriors basketball fan, but I must give credit where credit's due. The late Los Angeles Laker great Kobe Bryant was asked shortly before his retirement, if the 35-year-old Kobe could speak to the 17-year-old Kobe, what would he say? Kobe responded, I'd tell him three words, stretch, stretch, stretch. Dr. Ruggio and I would agree. This is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of the KHMB Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Jay Michaels, in for Kelly Morlock, with a special Coastside Carousel. This week, we remember B.J. Thomas.
Grammy Award winner B.J. Thomas was best known for this number.
Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
And on May 29th, 2021, Thomas died from complications due to stage 4 lung cancer. He was 78 years old. While Thomas earned most of his commercial success from country and pop hits, his later transition into gospel earned him his largest amount of critical acclaim. Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong was nominated for a CMA Award for Song of the Year in 1975, but Thomas went on to win 5 Grammy Awards with 3 consecutive wins in the Best Inspirational Performance category for Home Where I Belong, Happy Man, and You Gave Me Love When Nobody Gave Me a Prayer in 1980. Thomas also took home a Grammy for Best Gospel Performance, Contemporary or Inspirational, for his recording of the Lord's Prayer in 1981. He won Best Inspirational Performance again in 1982 for his rendition of Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to flee, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe. us far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. Yes, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was blind.
Thomas was best known for his 1969 hit, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. This song reached number one on the charts and sat on the Billboard Hot 100 for 4 weeks in January 1970.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like a guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
This wasn't the only number to be a hit for the singer. Here are other numbers made noteworthy by Thomas. Growing up in Houston, Texas, Thomas's musical influences stemmed from the traditional country tunes of Ernest Tubb and Hank Williams. So in 1966, he would go on to release the album I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, featuring a cover of Williams' song, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Other noteworthy numbers include Mama.
And who's the one who patched her eye and told you not to cry? Cause he was too big for you to try, Mama.
Hooked on a Feeling.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Have to open tonight's show. A guy has been hooked on a feeling, had raindrops fall on his head, played another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, and of course sung this big hit. Would you please welcome one of the great singers, B.J. Thomas.
Thank you. I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle, with the trace of a misty morning and the promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of a sigh. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. And I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand, and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining on his sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day.
Looking back on B.J. Thomas, here's a song you probably forgot all about. The theme from Growing Pains. B.J. Thomas with Dusty Springfield. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Coastside Carousel, remembering B.J. Thomas. And we'll leave you with one more song, one of my favorites, Whatever Happened to Old-Fashioned Love Songs. This is Jay Michaels for Coastside Carousel.
In the modern age, where love is fast like a turning page in a magazine, we've hardly seen the friends we used to know. They disappear, they come and go like the times we had. Kind of sad. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would see you through, the kind of love that my mama and daddy knew? Yeah, whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would last through the through the trials, through the smiles, through the tears. Today is all we plan. We say tomorrow we'll understand. If it all should end, we'll only be. Has been replaced with something less, and it's hard to find what we left behind. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would see you through, the kind of love that my mama and daddy.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.